Cast time. So I'm heading home. You know, I was going down memory lane, bumping some Cess Crew. Bumping some Cess Crew. Strange music, you know, old shit, like when I was in my mid-20s. It was a fun experience. Like I told you, man, that was like peak underground shit. I used to go to, like, I think I went to, like, the last show I went to was a Living Legend show. And that was it. And then I seen Cess Crew. You know, I seen them online. It was dope. I was the only one in. I was like in the front row with a Wu-Tang hoodie. That was awesome. They took pictures and it was fun. They're cool. I miss Cess Crew. Now, when you listen to chop rap, it's not like, no, it's get on beats, not kill shit. Motherfuckers want to talk shit. Niggas want to talk like they the best. Like you just play. It's like your rhymes, your flows like a drum. You know what I mean? That's what the fuck that is. Get on beats, not smashing. Fucking with an assassin. Niggas want to talk all that bullshit to the point something happens. That's what the fuck that is. And a lot of prop and a lot of word placement so to make it work. You know what I mean? To make it flow. That's what I do. When I write a verse or rap a verse, I got to make sure that everything flows. Right? For some reason, retards who want to critique music don't understand that. That's why they always say, your flows are amazing. But, like, trust me. Even with young Roddy, and I gotta stop. Like deep in the back of my mind, I really gotta stop submitting songs to independent radio stations, our review shows. Like you just don't want to hear the critique, nigga. It's not critique. Me telling an artist to have his own sound to sound like somebody else. Not a critique. When you like tell. Tell an artist that has a chill, laid back delivery to rap super aggressive and then the shit sounds unauthentic. Because Young Roddy, he switches flows up a lot. You know, I be trying to get these riches. I get on beats and at the same time trying to get these, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he raps with the same tone, but he still switches up his fucking sound. Now, I can tell if some TikTok music reviewer heard Young Roddy and oh, yeah, no fucking hooks. Now, God forbid if I did that, like I'm good at making hooks, but your hooks are not bad. They're cool. Okay. And they're catchy. Okay. But when I do that, you say, oh, the hooks need to be more. So now we want hooks to sound like verses, because that would mean if I would say something like, I'm at Pet Boys, you don't want war. You don't want to play with none of my boys. We aiming at your crew. What you going to do? Niggas talking shit, it ain't nothing new. Niggas wanna try, but they can't do it. Coming at y'all with the fucking fluid. I be seeing the way that y'all be moving. Homie, you don't wanna let me lose it. Now that damn is like a motherfucking goddamn verse. Then a hook. But y'all let Drake get away with that shit. Like even on the song, First Person Shooters. Niggas the what? Tickets to what? Tickets to what? And what's there? And what's there? And what's there? And what's their report? Drake is ass, but y'all show little. Okay, but y'all should let that nigga get away with a lot of shit. But that shit is just basic. Okay, my nigga, if the hook is not catchy, there's no repetitive part in the fucking goddamn hook. How the fuck can someone remember the goddamn song? That's stupid. You know how many damn songs I remembered based off of basic hooks? And that's the thing, like. Okay, so tomorrow, that's when the Currency feature comes out, right? And I'm debating if I'm going to get it. I'm going to just wait until wait until next week, because it comes out today, tomorrow, and it's going to keep going hopefully till next week. Now, if I pay it now, then not to put, I don't know. It is what it is. I'll just rock with it, and then you know what? I'll pay for it now, and then after that. I'll just, rock with it, what I got, and then just, you know, get my money back up and call it a day. Other than that, you know, it's what it is. But still. That's why I tell you, boy. And I lost a lot of fucking followers because of that controversial verse. And I don't know how is that, because I said, like, notice, when I sent that song to Dork, and I said, I heard rumor says TikTok is dying, I wonder how y'all niggas making money. I say that because, one, I wasn't saying that, like, y'all was saying that. Like, I don't live off of TikTok. Like, y'all live off of TikTok. When y'all niggas review music, y'all literally only, strictly only do it on TikTok. That's why they still gave me a 6. See, the thing about you dumbass about fans, they don't want you to make music talking about what you feel. They want you to make music that feels good. They don't want you to say anything that gets them triggered. After seeing how WWE, thanks to The Rock, went almost back to their ruthless aggression era where they're showing blood and cursing. Give it a couple of more years and watch music get back to being music, where we can just say what the fuck we want and no one can't say shit. As you're seeing with wrestling, with WWE, mind you, wrestling, WWE, no one gave a fuck about wrestling for a cool minute. When The Rock came back and now he's part of WWE, like, he owns it, partly owns it, next to Triple H, and since Vince McMahon is gone, now it's like, well, fuck it. Now we're going to just have to just give the old fans what they want. And the only fans that have an issue with it are people who didn't grow up in the ruthless aggression era, and they grew up in the attitude era, and they're mad because I miss it when it was PG. Because I hate when fans hate something, and then as soon as that something is taken away, they hate it. Now, let me show you how powerful hate is. Two examples, and I remember, like, hating, you know, when people would talk shit on my page, oh, you trash, your ass, you this. When people say your haters are your biggest motivators, and I thought it was just a saying. It's not. So anyway, I'm sitting over here, right? This is I'm gonna give you two examples. One example is this 24-year-old lady. It's funny to me how the internet hates fat people. They do. If you are skinny and you gain even a little bit of weight, it's a problem. So anyway, this lady is getting a whole lot of hate. And the only thing she's doing is teaching y'all how to make coffee. This is a 24-year-old lady. And the only thing she's doing is making videos of how to make coffee. This is why people who want to ban TikTok, now I see why they say that. Because the most littlest things trigger people. If you put up a fucking bad song, you gain a fan. You gain, like, keep in mind, the algorithm doesn't care about if they like it or not. If they care about the interaction. So she's making all these videos about how to make coffee, how to make better coffee, and people are ripping her apart. Oh, you fat, ugly bitch. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, she didn't deserve all that hate. And you're gonna be like, welcome to the internet. We say we fucking feel behind the camera. And I love it how when people used to Mike Tyson quote, which people say the internet has, well, Mike Tyson says the internet has made people basically bitches behind. They say the shit online, but won't say it in your face. People online. Oh, that shit is such a cringe. How is it cringe? It's cringe because it's true. Y'all wouldn't say half of this shit that you say online in someone's face. And then they make it say, she ain't gonna beat nobody up. Who the fuck said she was? Dumbass. Like, real talk. These fools would be the same ones that if you go on their profile as a burner account. But it's so much worse on TikTok, man. Like, Instagram, it's aight, but it's worse on TikTok. So this chick getting all this hate, and I'm like, you hate this chick because, and of course, how the fuck she looks, as if these motherfuckers online look attractive. You fat bitch, hiding behind a fucking burner account with a fucking fake profile picture. So that's some cowardly shit. How the fuck you gonna talk about someone else's weight and you hiding your face? That's stupid. And she just, and most people would just go get upset, you know, get upset about it. She took that shit with stride. And she just used it as a marketing tool. Because, you know, It doesn't matter if people like your shit or not, as long as it gains attention to what you're doing. Which means within that sea of hate, somebody's gonna like your shit. So what happens is she gets all this hate. She's playing into the unwanted hate, because all the fuck she's doing is trying to teach y'all how to make coffee. And she just really leaned into the hate, leaned into that, like really just like took it all on the chin. And then her business blew up because she didn't react to the hate, to the trolls, and let the trolls be how retarded that they are, boost up her business. Then they start saying, I'm from Australia and I hate you. Keep in mind, if you gotta fucking say where the fuck you are, you're not from that place. I want you to know that. I'm from Jamaica and I don't like this bitch. You're not from Jamaica. I caught someone in 4K on that shit. I'm from California and this bitch is stupid. I went to this motherfucker's Facebook profile. This nigga didn't, like I'm telling you, this fool is from fucking Colorado. If you're going to fucking do that, I'm from so-and-so, so-and-so, and this shit sucks. Put your fucking profile on private and not have, because people can go on your profile and see where you're from, you idiot. And only thing that did was made that lady more and more famous. It's like that did with Rebecca Black. Oh, it was an innocent fucking music video, and y'all sat there and ate that shit up and made her famous. Now she's an internet icon, and she's amazing, and she's famous. But in real time, y'all didn't like that Rebecca Black bitch. I mean, that's not to call her a bitch, but y'all didn't like her. I didn't like her. You even like that fucking song. Like, how do y'all hate something then embrace it? And people what's that dude's name? Ice JJ Fish. Y'all people take him as seriously as they take You Know Mouse. But then again, we get it. That's meme rap. There's a fan base for that. Fine. But still, because people know hate gains attention. We know that. Even if it is unwanted. Like this chick, which is on TikTok teaching y'all how to make fucking goddamn coffee. You got lazy motherfuckers to talk about the Abwheel with the handle. Oh, that Abwheel sucks. I'm like, bro, shut up. It's a fucking Abwheel. Its difference is that it has handles. Like the fuck? Niggas is fucking lazy. But anyway, that's one incident. Another incident is Sexy Red. People know Sexy Red's garbage. People know that she sucks. But every time when y'all make this little worst rappers list, whack rappers list, rappers, it's funny how fans make more worst rappers list than best rappers list. Ever notice that shit? Like y'all make 100 worst rappers list, but I have yet to fucking see a 100 best rappers list, 100 most underrated rappers list. Y'all fucking eat off of worst rappers because you know that the homie, what is his name? Because he made a worst rappers list and it blew up. What is his fucking name? It's G something. He's from St. Louis. And he made a whole list. And keep in mind, he said it was like, condescending. He wasn't serious, but it was true. It was true. And that shit went viral. It made him popular. Now, something boy. Gully boy. This dude made a fucking 100 worst rappers list, and half of those motherfucking rappers he's never even heard. Which makes you think that all these niggas that say this rapper's trash, this rapper's ass, ain't even heard their whole catalog. Or even gave him a fair chance to even like their shit. Let's be real. Fans do that shit. They'll hear one song of mine think, oh, you talk about his money and getting some money. Ain't that what the fuck you niggas want to hear? Because I can talk about whatever I want to hear. I want to. But in real time, you're not going to fucking gravitate to a song talking about anime. You're not. You're not going to gravitate to a song talking about, if I'm talking about my comic book collection, you're not better yet, because y'all go off an image, because I come off as this street West Coast Bully James type of fucking rapper. Wouldn't it be kind of off brand of me to talk about anime and manga and this street, talk about street shit? Because ain't that what 99% of what Bully James talk about? But it's funny, y'all let particular artists get away with talking about the same topics and don't say shit. But however, it was anyone else, he's like, come on, talk about something different. Talk about your kids, which I do. And even when I do it, y'all care about the beat and the hook. Now, I would love to do it. Like, trust me, this is why I don't do a song where I'm just rapping without a hook. Because I could do that. It's easy. I've done it before in a few songs. But it's the kicker. Because since y'all want structure and rap, because niggas want everyone that has a little bit of potential to have catchy songs, you need a hook. Like, seriously, like, y'all, like, the majority of fans and independent radio stations, they are so industry minded, it's not fucking funny. All they care about is a catchy hook and a pre-chorus. And they're trying to make the underground, not trying to, already have made the underground so motherfucking pop that you can't, like, if they hear you do anything that is not even convenient, it's a problem. This goes back to what I've been talking about. So, back to what I'm saying before I go and take this trash can in. I'm just saying, bro, it gets very weird to me when fans do this shit, even artists do this shit. But like I told you, when people say haters are the biggest motivators, that is the example. People don't like Sexy Red, but people will always make videos about her. Because these things are about the worst rappers in the underground. Oh my God. We're talking about like the underground B-Rhyme. I'm talking about like the underground that motherfuckers are on. Like, oh my God, 100 worst underground rappers. You notice how it's always the same fucking underground rappers? Notice that? Now, if I would have blown up and got my name out there, nigga, I'm sitting at 122 monthly listeners. It could probably happen. So, if that shit goes higher than that, it's a problem. Now, watch niggas start saying, yo, Mike Sense, like, this underground rapper named Mike Sense, man, and watch, I might be the best one, or might be the best one, but we don't know, because all because you can rap good, hell, they say it, they say, all because you can rap doesn't mean that you can. Like, you got niggas that call rappers ass and name, like, three or four songs that they call bangers, so that rapper ain't really ass if you can fucking name four songs that they fucking like. And let's be real, this goes back to what I'm talking about when these niggas make these little, like, maybe rating the niggas' albums. This, they get, like, you gave the song a 7, but call it, this is worst song ever. You gave it a 7. You gave it a 7, dog. You know what a 7 is? A 7 is not worse. A 7 is, like, decent. Like, fuck is wrong with y'all? You know what I mean? But, you know, that's the internet for you. That's why I kind of miss the days of no social media. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we can keep a distro key. We can keep all that. And people don't even read. When I look at the fucking, like, deal, because people don't fucking read because they're retarded, about the I read every time I do. I buy a fucking, like, feature from like we have, like, a feature with a currency or someone. Like, they don't take it down. They say it to you. They don't take it down. But they, you know, you can upload it. I've done it before with Planet Asia. He didn't take down the song Rufus. It's still up there, and it's still there. You know, I have a song. I'm trying to do a song. I got a song that has Swiss on it. It was like years ago, but I might go back and, you know, redo it, since niggas be wanting me to have, like, big features. But let me tell you the hypocrisy. Every time I type a song, oh, Snoop Dogg should be here. Oh, this rap supposed to be on there. Oh, this rap should supposed to be there. Okay, cool. I got a fucking, oh, Joe, this song sound like Curse should be on here. Yo, Spitter should be on this track. So here I am, and I buy a fucking Spitter verse, right, from DJ Flip, which has a Spitter verse and our Spitter hook. I pick a Spitter song, a Spitter verse, come up with a nice little fucking hook. But these niggas be wanting extras, you know, have cocaine on there. Then give me some cocaine money, and I can hire cocaine to do a hook. And two of them is what the fuck I'm doing. Like, niggas be wanting everyone to do extras because they see more. They see me as more than just typical underground rapper. They see me as someone that can really do some shit. I don't see that. I don't believe that. You don't want me to do that because you're gonna hate me if I get too big. You know how this shit is. It's the same thing to Kendrick. You didn't believe in him. He's like, he's so great underground. Once he blew up and lived up to his true potential as a rap star, that's what they mean by true potential, then people started hitting on him because he kept winning. You dig? That's how these foods are. And then when you start trying to experiment out, because you got a core family that will eat everything that you want, your old fans will sit there and say, no, 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 we want the old you. Right? Like, they put you in this motherfucking dumbass box, which I really hate when fans do that shit. It's like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, the nigga is, like, seriously. Y'all, and that's why it's funny, because y'all say the same thing about J. Someone says something about J. Cole. J. Cole never be number one because he keeps making boom bap beats. A real MC steps out their comfort zone. MF Doom's a fucking goddamn goat, knowing some people's eyes. But again, he should be more diverse. He's on that boom bap shit. If that's the fucking case, then explain to me why the fuck people fucking praise Godzilla so much. Because they don't make pop shit. They stay true to their sound. I don't know why fans are so retarded where they just don't want artists to stay true to a sound that works. We ain't talking about numbers. We're talking about if every time you hear me, I'm on a boom bappy beat or a jazzy beat that's on some Currency shit, you own my nuts about, oh my God, it's so amazing. If I hop on some Vapor Trap or anything different than that, no, you're scared. You don't want artists to focus about their comfort zone. You're scared. You're bitches. Because you know that when an artist is about their comfort zone, you're scared. Because they're bringing something to the game that's refreshing and missing. Even though I can name you a lot of rappers that still do this kind of fucking sound. But I guess it's because it's me. It's like, oh, well, we want that. Okay, speaking of this too, it's so weird to me. I just thought about this shit. I just lost the thought. Damn it, I lost the thought and it was good. So, but still though, man, all that whole, oh, but if a rapper, you know, stays making the same sound, it gets boring. I'm like, it depends on the fucking person. I know for a fact what I'm doing is fucking boring, but people eat this shit up. Like, every time I sing a song on slap with a boom bappy fucking beat, oh my god, I get like 145 fucking flame emojis every fucking time. Real rap is back, brother. This is that real rap. Thank God. Thank you. Keep making this. Like, as if there's no rappers doing that. Y'all niggas listen to, that's why I agree with Planet Asia. Fans are fucking goddamn lazy. You wouldn't be saying all this shit if you were actually looking for artists. But you're not. You just hear, you're not. I don't, it's just stupid to me. Give me 100 with you. Like I tell you, y'all be wanting me to do songs with Currency and doing songs with these big artists. And then y'all want to sit there. Y'all be wanting underground artists to do songs with big artists and do songs with the Snoop Dogs and do songs with all these rappers. And here you got N.O. Damani giving and DJ Flip with these connections to help independent artists to have songs with these big artists. And then when we fucking buy these fucking, and then we buy these motherfucking goddamn features that y'all be wanting us to do. Because if I would have sit there and asked you, what would happen if I would have did a song with Currency? Y'all, that would be fire. That would be dope. Do a song with Spitta. I can picture that. Your style and Spitta style is the same. I like it. It would be fire. And I buy the fucking goddamn feature pack. And I buy that feature pack. And then I do a song with Spitta already on the beat. It's not like we're in the fucking studio. You know what I'm saying? The beats, he's already on there already. And I do the fucking song and I mix the vocals right. Fuck these little engineer ass niggas who like, they're mixing. Shut up. Because at the end of fucking goddamn day, nigga, in comparison to what my shit used to fucking be sounding like, I don't want to hear you niggas. Like I told you, they're fucking, what they do is pretty much sabotaging. Cause I actually listened to a motherfucker saying some shit and give me advice, and they'll say, go on YouTube, because all these niggas want you to do is mix your vocals to sound like you're trying to win a Grammy, and you're an underground rapper, and these niggas want you to treat the music as if you're trying to win a fucking Grammy. That's not an underground indie thing to do. That is some industry shit. That goes against what the fuck, that's underground mainstream shit, and they think every artist should do that. Even though we know how fans are when nobody steps into the motherfucking goddamn building. You know how these niggas treat nobodies. I could do a song with J. Cole and hold my own, and on biased opinions, my verse was garbage, even though I snapped the fuck on that beat. But see, let's be real. Oh yeah, now I got it. I'm on Instagram, and I see this fucking rap group, and they're on this like freestyle radar thing, quote unquote freestyle that you drill in rhymes. I noticed something when they say, "Yo, dude number two snapped. And the dude that they're talking about, notice how the niggas that rap the loudest and be the most, oh, look at me, I'm gonna, look at me. Those be the ones that these niggas be fucking really be leaning towards. Now, there's a fourth rapper who raps with a chill tone similar to me. I'm surprised people are showing him love, because I thought y'all hated chill laid back rappers. I thought chill laid back rappers mean that you're insecure. It means that you're fucking scared of Mike. It means that you're not trying. It means you have no enthusiasm. It means you have all that shit. And then, or is it because he's white? But nah, it ain't be that. It can't be that. Because another white rapper who raps with a chill tone, he has a song with Method Man. Niggas say the exact same thing about him. That's weird to me. That's weird because he's underground. Let me wrap around this shit. Because there was a Wu-Tang beat pack. Wu-Tang pack where all the Wu-Tang members, I should have got that shit. But you know how these motherfucking fans are. What they's trying to say is you're not worthy to rap with legends, man. They will never perform, never promote your music. You're not worthy. This is why rap fans are just corny at this point. Because y'all acting like, nigga, who cares? I like Spitta, so I'm going to do this song with Spitta. Hell, every time I hop on a fucking chill vibey beat, what's the first thing fly to your niggas' faces? This sound like something that Spitta should be on. You should have a song with Spitta. You should have a song with Smoke Dizza. If they did a fucking beat pack, like a DJ Flip, or N.O. Damani, he did a beat pack called like the chill pack with Wiz Khalifa, Spitta, and Young Roddy. Bitch, I'm getting that motherfucking pack. Because I like Young Roddy. I like Jet Life. I like Wiz Khalifa. And I like Smoke Dizza. So wouldn't that fucking make sense to get a big pack with an artist that fits your style? Stupid. But it's what the fuck it is, man. It's just crazy shit. I'm done.